Ослаб. Чего It's mini episode 13.
Supposed to be evil and ominous.
Ah! Ah! I'm a Dracula.
Wait, that's the wrong thing.
I'm a devil.
I'm the devil.
I'm here to make you sign a contract and not join Dracula.
Dracula. How'd you like the theme song backwards?
What? Don't tell him what it was.
That's evil.
If you play it, if manage to play it backwards, you might find a very special message.
If you play it backwards at midnight in the mirror, dumb.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Just do whenever you want. Don't stay up late.
Yeah. It's,
mirror?
Just go to bed. You need your beauty sleep.
Hang out in the bathroom at midnight is creepy. Don't do that.
Plus, you gotta poop. You can poop.
Okay. If it's the middle of the night and you gotta use the washroom, then feel free.
Anytime you need to use the washroom, feel free. So we're talking about the devil.
Sit on the toilet and say Candyman 3 times.
Oh boy.
What's the topic? The topic is
Satan,
the devil in comics. Welcome to the Advent Calendar episode 13, the devil in comics. 10-minute episode starting
All about Bill Gemmis.
As we all know, 13 is the number of the devil.
Yep. Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? Yep.
No. 6 plus 6 plus 6 equals 13.
13 plus devil equals 2 devils. Because 13 is the number of the devil.
Public school failed us all.
Yeah, it equals I went to art school.
Yep. Awesome.
So, the devil in comics, I did a little bit of research for this one. I was like, there was a bunch that came to mind automatically, and I was like, that's the devil, and like, oh, that's perfect. That's the devil that I think of in comics, and then there's this and that, and then like little smaller ones, but
it feels like every comics universe has
little
like
devils.
Several devils.
They have several, like,
too many devils.
Well, okay, let's bring that up right away then. Marvel has like Satanish Thog, Blackheart, and like some of them are like minor devil or like
Mephisto.
Well,
so that
Mephisto to me is in terms of Marvel.
Oh, he's the devs.
Universe. He's the devil.
Straight up the devs.
He's the devs.
Are we counting Azazel?
Well, there's like Belasco.
Let's forget about him if we can.
Who?
Yeah, who exactly?
Oh no,
there's Belasco, Hades, Pluto. Yeah. Then you get into different Like, oh, they have, like, the Aztec and the Olympians and the Roman gods. So you get, like, Hades and Pluto. So there's those kind of devilish sort of thing.
So all mythologies
all
are
mythologies
and real.
Yeah, exactly. Weak. But in Marvel, to me, Mephisto is...
Absolutely.
I don't know about you guys, but that's...
He's the big bad.
Yeah. Like, ever since... Like, introduced... I don't even know where he was introduced. Was it Silver Surfer? Or Fantastic Four.
Oh man, I don't
think
recall.
It was Devil Comics issue 666. It had a long run. They never renumbered it. It was amazing.
They don't really talk about it that much.
And fire, a bone to be released.
I liked it.
Iron Maiden. There we go.
It is interesting when you sort of deal with that kind of thing, like religious mythology, like it having an actual devil.
Mm. Yeah.
In a shared universe where it's going to be contradicted, like, all the damn time.
Well, it's interesting, too, as they go to more realistic stuff, where it's like, oh, so that guy's the devil.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I've got superpowers. That guy's the devil.
Like, the actual
devil. But then there's also the idea that, okay, you're introducing that as the devil. Okay, so then are you introducing God?
Right.
And then, like, in terms of the opposites, and then you're like,
but...
Then you're getting into weird territory.
Which Mark Waid and Michael Ringo's Fantastic Four established that the Marvel comic god was Jack Kirby.
What?
It did! Did we talk about this in an episode? I feel like we did.
I don't think we did, but I'm familiar with the concept.
There was one where, where they had the thing died and they had to go to heaven to get him back using Doom's machine that takes the afterlife. And God turned out to be just Jack Kirby in, like, an apartment drawing.
It panned out and he's like, ain't I a stinker?
Yeah. He solved all their problems and, hey, I'm just going to draw you back into a status quo that's not depressing. Peace out, Jack Kirby.
Unfortunately, I'm going to draw the original thing, so he's going to be all kind of blumpy.
Yeah.
Blumpy's the word I'm going with.
That's it.
I'll be like, blumpy.
So Jack Kirby's God in the Marvel Universe. Who is
the devil?
Just go to Urban Dictionary and look up blumpy. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not.
Oh, it means something. Yeah.
Is it brimping?
No, we're not going to talk about it on here because
it's not brimping.
Is it blanching? Because I'd be straight blanching. Well,
it's whatever.
I live up in a mansion.
Whatever you're thinking is probably worse.
Yeah.
Another one was Lucifer from the Sandman comics.
Yes,
the whole
of course.
Vertigo thing, which I think was another stellar version of that. Like it. Speaking of which, you stole my Season of Mists.
I do.
Have you read it?
No.
that's
but I look at it every day.
He's not the only guy who owes you something.
Yeah.
I can't read.
I look at the pictures.
They're pretty pictures.
But yeah, that storyline introduces Lucifer into the Sandman mythos. And that was the first time I read that and I was like, wow. Like, to introduce that level of a... Like, introducing the storyline of how he kind of got there and who he was in terms of an angel, a fallen angel, and now why he's there and he was punished and he's got the key to hell.
What an interesting concept.
Oh!
No, but it's... But working the biblical thing into a...
Totally.
The Sandman mythos.
Totally.
Oh, now he's working into Dream's realm. Walks up to Dream and says, here's the key to hell. It's the hottest real estate in... the psychic land sort of thing. Here you go. I'm done with it. I don't give a shit about hell anymore. And he walks away.
Yeah.
And Sandman's like, I don't know what's going on. And then everybody from every mythology comes at his door. Is like, you have hell. Can we get that key from you? Sort of, and that's the whole storyline. Is all the mythologies trying to work their way into getting the key to hell. Because that's prime real estate.
Yeah,
and it's an interesting idea. And then just to see how Lucifer actually kind of controls that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then that sets up his character, and Lucifer's got his own comic now. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's someone in the room who knows a little bit about Lucifer.
I won't lie, that was a bit of an influence.
Apparently,
there's a whole episode where I'm going to be talking about my comic in this run, which is seems kind of unfair. My advantage, but
I don't do Christmas much.
That's true.
I like to do a Gift of the Magi joke once a year.
Yeah.
Because it's the funniest story.
Anyway, welcome to Hereafter. You can look that up, and I'm not going to say anything, but I've been touching on that recently, where Lucifer's come back in a big way, and it's,
Read his comic. It's a good goddamn comic.
It's a whole thing.
It's a goddamn comic.
Heaven's a corporation, and Lorden was the CEO, and Lucifer was an employee, and hey man, I've been doing it for 5 years.
Another one is Phantom Stranger.
Judas?
Yeah, in the New 52.
Yes.
He's been reintroduced as Judas. But then he's also been, he interacts with God or... I think it's supposed to be God in the form of a little terrier, and he runs around and he tells.
Right. Is that the New 52 version?
Yeah. He speaks to Phantom Stranger and he's like, "Hey, you have to do this. You're my pawn, kind of thing. Like this is your mission to do this, and you'll reach salvation after." And then that sounds
all right to me, and I don't want to like New 52, but
that's the funny thing is that's why I got into it. I got into it with the Judas thing, and I was like, "Oh, that's interesting." And just I like the idea of I like the character Phantom Stranger, and then they introduced that, and then later on they introduced another. I can't remember one of the evil characters. He was battling him, and then realized that he was the similar pawn as to Phantom Stranger was the pawn of God. This evil guy was the pawn of the devil. So then they introduced the devil from that point.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh, okay, see, those two are battling back and forth. And
that's interesting, because I was, my question was going to be, who is the DC Devil?
And, well, he's not really, it's not like there's a set. Yeah, it wasn't a set character. It was like, oh, you've just got the devil.
That guy appeared, gave all the villains the powers like 10 years ago?
He appeared as, I believe, like a Doberman.
Devil?
Where the,
not Trigon. That's a different
thing. No, not Trigon. Oh,
that's a very different thing.
Yeah.
Though, if you look at him, kind of seems devil-y.
A little devil-y.
Well,
little
devil-y. As God appeared as a terrier, a dog that approached
him. Oh, that I like.
It was the devil. Oh, the devil was a Doberman that approaches the other guy.
The devil was a livid.
So the devil was a meaner looking dog.
Exactly.
Even though that's...
It was two cats.
That's dog stereotyping.
It was the two Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah. So it's racist.
We are the devil, if you please.
And here's the fun thing that I found as I was exploring all this stuff. I was looking online trying to like just find lists of like devils in comics.
Yeah.
And like who was what. And
I want to say one word about Azazel, but after you're done.
Okay. I stumbled onto this site called Inherence.com.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's the one that's trying to explore what every comic character's religious faith would be or something. Am I wrong?
No. It's actually not a comic
site. I'm wrong.
That's a thing? Sold.
Yeah, it's out there.
It's a religious... It might include part of that, actually. Mm. But it was basically... It's a religion reference site. And at first, I was like... It was just quotes from other sites. And I was like, what? What is going on? It looked almost kind of like a... Like just a posting board kind of thing, you know. It's like, is this like an anti, like a pro-religious kind of thing? What it seemed like was it's a religious reference site that you go there and you like, how many Lutherans are in Wisconsin? You can look that up there, and it just gives you like population wise, number wise, whatever. Just like denominations,
that's interesting.
And it has that sort of like information sort of thing. But then it goes into fictional sort of stuff. So it went into.
I feel like that's
it might have been it.
It had like comic characters too, trying to figure out like based on their histories what if any faith they had, like what denomination or lack thereof they would.
So, in that listing, this is what I came across, and this is what at first I thought it was like a pro religious site, and they were bashing comics, and it said somebody quoted. DC and Marvel can both proudly proclaim, our comics are all sacrilegious all the time.
Huh.
And I was like, ooh, did I just stumble totally on the wrong site that I was looking for? But it's actually just, it's kind of a neutral site.
Seems fine to me.
Yeah. So.
I mentioned Azazel earlier.
Yeah.
Who is apparently Nightcrawler's dad.
You sure did.
Thanks, Chuck Austin. But I always found that one interesting because he's supposed to be like, you know, a demon. Who's very devil-y. But during that, the story they introduced him, they're basically trying to say that, like, angels were just ancient mutants, and, like, devils, like again, they were like, doing...
another clan of mutants.
Like, Warren Worthington being an angel, and, like, Kurt Wagner looking like a demon, and they were just different clans of mutants who all looked the same. Like, there were just, like, a bunch of angel mutants back in the day and a bunch of devil mutants back in the day.
Yeah.
Which makes all kinds of sense if you pay attention to the X-Men, where mutations seem pretty freaking
That's
random.
That's how mutants work.
Yeah. And I find that very funny in a world where, like, Mephisto, who's, like, actually the devil, who looks exactly like that, exists also. Which is basically to say, Chuck Austin, you're bad.
You know what? I don't mind that idea.
I don't think it jives. I don't think it jives very well with the rest of the universe.
But
as
it doesn't have to. Like it's.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm afraid we're out of time because here's the buzzer. The buzzer is an ad because it's an ad this week.
Attempt to track him down using today. His cell phone.
You want
to
skip the ad?
Oh, you can skip it.
No, it's the ad. The right technology. It's just simply the ad.
Fuck it, it's the ad.
You know why? Because the devil. A single cell
phone divides its range into three sectors.
The devil's in the ad details. Different
measurements for how. Apparently, I'm not good at
Can't skip the devil.
Such a big world up there. I'd like to give it a try. But then my sick, 'cause it's here I'm supposed to stay. But I get so lonely down here. Tell me, why does it have to be that way?
All right, well,
see you tomorrow.